السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي صاحب, the first question we have, how is an Islamic world structured, مفتي صاحب؟
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe, peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the Islamic law of succession, the Islamic law of inheritance is so important that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, the chapter dedicated to women, Almighty Allah speaks about the laws of inheritance from verses 11 to verse 14, and in detail Almighty Allah has explained it. And thereafter Almighty Allah mentions both scenarios. If you did everything correctly, according to the Sharia, the Divine Code, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the supreme success, chapter 4, verse 13. And if the person did it unilaterally, as he felt like, and against the Sharia, encroaching upon the Sharia, increasing, decreasing somebody's share, depriving one of the heirs or more, then remember, it's a disaster. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, chapter 4, verse 14, who disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, he went beyond the limits, increasing, decreasing, depriving the heirs, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah dispatches him or her, the person, to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very, very long time, Allah forbid. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for such people there will be a humiliating punishment, disgraceful punishment, chapter 4, verse 14. You see that last portion there, عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. If you study the Quran Sharif, you will find in 99-95% of the places that's mentioned for the kuffar, for non-Muslims. But here Almighty Allah mentioned it for Muslims who encroach upon the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Okay, let's take two examples. It happened yesterday. My sister Farida Arbi, Dr. Junaid Arbi's mother, passed away Friday last week. So we flew down for the janaza and I had to perform janaza and what have you. So yesterday I had a lengthy chat with him and Dr. Junaid. I said, see, I waited for the 3-4 days to pass. Now today I want to have a heart-to-heart chat with you. And many issues we discussed, but this is what I told him. Make sure that mommy's will and everything now is done according to Islam. So first thing, have you sorted out all the burial expenses and so forth? He said, all done. So that is what we must do. That ensure whether you take the money from the estate or you, the son, daughter, family member, friend wants to pay, so fine. Second one, all the debts must be paid. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tuqda anhu. That Muslim person will never enter Jannah, paradise, until his or her debts are paid. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Personal, business, corporate debts. He said that debt also sorted out. There's hardly any debts, but we settled. There were one, two very small ones. So I said, very good. Wasiyah. Third one. Wasiyah is for non-heirs, a person, organization. And then it must not exceed 1/3 of the, you must remember, total, the net estate. It must not exceed 1/3 of the net estate. So first, burial, funeral expenses. Second, the debts of the deceased. And wasiyah, who will be the beneficiaries? You see that? That person, whilst he or she was alive, then remember that in a case like that, we will say verbally is also valid, provided there are witnesses, or in writing, and then ABC will be the beneficiary. Then fourth one comes the shares of the heirs. So there we have to follow the Sharia, because the shares are already designated to the heirs. We can't say no, that I want to give this one so much and this one so much and so forth, but they are heirs. So we must remember that you can't do that. And last one, we should remember in the South African context, because we're living South Africa, so remember you have ANC. ANC got nothing to do with a political party or government. ANC means when you register your marriage, then you register it ANC, anti-nuptial contract. What is yours, what is the wife's, and without excluding the accrual system. And that is now how you will draw up your world, and then it will be Islamic, and then you will not have no problems and so forth, if and when you registered your marriage ANC. So all of you who are married, we know death is hovering above our head. We have to die one day. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. So prepare your world. You know what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. You Muslim, Muslimah should not allow two nights to pass, but your will should be written already. Imagine 1400 years ago, when writing was very, very rare and scarce. People who just memorized things and so forth. So not two nights we must allow. We allow 20, 30, 40 years. So remember, brothers, sisters, make sure this Ramadan 1446, everything is up to date of ours, our will and our last testament. Justice delayed is justice denied. And whatever you want to give in your lifetime, give it out to your sons and daughters, but try and be fair. It should not be based on brazen favoritism. So that is not permissible. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Wattaqullah wa'adilu bayna awladikum. But there also we do unda danda, we do wrong things. I am the father, the dada, the main guy, you see. I got all the millions and billions and so forth. Obviously I don't have. I'm just giving an example. So in a case like that, you must remember, I tell him, for you, you take this block of flats, but the income will come to me. Then I tell my daughter, you take all this jewelry, but whenever we want to take it back, we will take it back for your mother, for my wife, and so forth. There's a wedding, walima. So all these conditions are not permissible, and they are waived off. They fall away. And you must be the owner, and you can do with it whatever you want to. So we need to understand how things work Islamically. Remember that.
What is the shortest way to read Salatul Tasbih?
MashaAllah, Salatul Tasbih, one is the long way. The Abbas radiallahu an, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chacha, uncle, pastor, brood. And you must remember that, that is Ka'ka, so that. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb. You Salafi scholars, go check it up. I'm giving you the reference. At-Targhib wa Tarheeb, Al-Mujallad al-Awwal, Bi-Tahqiqi Albani. Sheikh Albani, Rahimullah, who I met personally in Amman, in Jordan, in 1998-99, he passed away, Rahimullah. In Targhib wa Tarheeb, Hafiz Munziri, he said that the Salatul Tasbih, Hadithun Sahihun, the one that is mentioned by Abbas, Sayyidina Abbas, radiallahu anhu arda, the beloved uncle of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are other muhaddithin and scholars, they say it's a weak hadith and so forth. So there is an academic discussion there. But Salatul Tasbih, As-Sughra, the abridged version of it, you must remember, the shorter version, like how istikhara. I don't want you to learn the long, long du'as. Remember, this ummah today, they don't have capacity and majority are not interested. Let us be honest. So you want to make istikhara, must you get married to Aisha or Fatima? You, sister, must you marry Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman or Ali? So just read, Allahumma khirli. Khirli, O Almighty Allah, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Whatever comes in your heart, that is your decision. You don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream, you don't have to waste time. All that, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma, you know, khirli, khara, khire, and khirli, wakhtarli. Finish simple. So what is, you can read from today, And it's good to start something on a Wednesday. In Maqasid Hasana, where Allama Sakhawi Rahimullah is written, our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhumah, mother Aisha radiallahu anha taught us that when you want to start something, start on a Wednesday. Allah will give you a lot of barakah, your business, your marriage, your buying, selling, whatever it is. Therefore, the Hanafi scholar, Allama Marghinani Rahimullah, the author of Hidayah, whenever the academic year started, he used to start teaching on a Wednesday. One day I told Mona Sema that we must open Darum on a Wednesday. He asked why. So I told him this. He said, I never heard this in my life. So I told him that, see, yes, it's written. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, he used to start the madrasa day in Karachi during his time on Wednesday. Hazrat Ji Jalalabadi, Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he said, acha. So he was very surprised, you know. I was more surprised that he studied by the Jabal, he studied by Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, and by Hazrat Mohana Badr Alam Sahib, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, and the giants, you know. I was surprised that nobody told him. So anyway, sometimes it happens like that. So huge Wednesday is to start today, before Zohar, after Zohar, and so forth, inshallah, that you read two rakat salat, Surah Fatiha, any surah. And the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Sunan Nasai, Ibn Hibban, Ibn Khuzaymah, and his hadith is sahih. This hadith sahih is by all, 99%. That one day of Sayyidina Abbas is sahih according to Sheikh Albani and few scholars, but other scholars say is weak and so forth. So we must know the academic discussion as well. But we all say it's permissible. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to read Salatul Tasbih daily in his life. You must remember that. And he is that Rawi, ay lam yujarrih alay ahad. No one made jarah on him. No one criticized, castigated, condemned him. His name, Mubarak, is mentioned. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa, Ibn Majah, Fil Kutubi Sitta, in all six books. You must remember that. There's very few Rawis, reporters, narrators you find like that. Anyway, now today Ishraq time. You want to practice on it. Before Zohar, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, Duha time, you want to practice. After Zohar, you want to practice. Fine, and it's Wednesday. So, mashallah, Surah Fatiha, any surah, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. Second rakat, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, after Fatiha. Oh, me, I hit shortcut many times. I did Surah Fatiha, Wal Asri. And then second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Inna Atina, Surah Kawthar. You see? So anyway, whilst you're standing, Subhanallah, 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 10 times. Alhamdulillah, 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 10 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. Finish. You just read 30, first rakat in your standing, or in the ruku, or in the sujood. So, or second rakat, you read the 30 times, finish. That is Salatul Tasbih. Or you read it in the ending of your salat. You read the Shahud At-Tahiyyat. You read Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there in the ending, before making salam, you read Subhanallah 10, Alhamdulillah 10, Allahu Akbar 10. So Subhanallah, Allah will forgive us, and so forth. And this is Sahih Hadith. So this is a very easy way. Our sisters, they tell me, we read Salatul Tasbih, then we get confused. Sometimes our fuses get blown. So leave that then and read the short one. Quick, quick, 5 minutes it'll take you. And in that way you'll be finished. That one takes you 20 minutes, and so forth and so on. And then some people said, when I was reading Salatul Tasbih, I was right in the ending, and then my wuzu broke. Now what must I do? So I said, yes, repeat the Salat. وَلَا تُبَتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. You see, so this is easy way. Allah make things easy, practice the easy way. So we give currency to this now. Allah make easy for all of us. Ji
Mufti Sahab, can we give Sadqatul Fitr together with Zakat to Majlis for our brothers in Palestine?
100%, very good question. Remember, Majlis, I have 100% confidence in him. Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhullah. You know how old that man is now. He's 86 years old, Gregorian calendar. and Islamically 88 years old, but he only sleeps 2-3 hours, 3.5 hours per day. He's working even now, you must remember that. And remember, from 1976, the Majlis started. I have the first copy also somewhere, you understood, a PDF. And you must remember that till now, 50 years, and he's writing and writing. Even now, somebody, he told me, he sent a message, vaping is also haram, just like cigarettes and all that. We will send it out today sometime, inshallah. So yes, very good. Send your zakat, send your fitra, sadaqatul fitr, send your fidya. So let's speak about the zakat, 2.5%. You got 100,000, so you have to pay 2,500. That's the minimum. You pay more, very good. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah will multiply it many, many fold. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, verse 39. Sadaqatul fitr, pay your fitra now, no problem, 35 rand per person, pay for your minor children also, your husbands, pay for your wife, tell her, oh honey, my darling, my poppy, and your zakat, your sadaqatul fitr money, your zakatul fitr money, I'll pay for it. But all this poppy, darling, sweetheart, don't say all these titles when you're very near her now, fasting time. You must be a little bit far, you know. Otherwise, the chemistry and lot of things come into it. You start working properly Ramadan time. So night time, leave all that business for the night. So why? An Ibn Abbas, you see, Abdullah Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, buried in Taif, passed away in the year 68. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali's son, performed Janaza Salat. He was not a Sahabi Tabi. He states, Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam zakat al-fitri. The Master alayhi salatu salam made it compulsory. All four schools say it's compulsory. Zakat al-fitri, you must pay zakat al-fitr. You call it sadaqat al-fitr or zakat al-fitr, it's anonymous. Why? Then tuhrat al-lisa'im min al-laghwi wa rafath. Whilst we were fasting, we were looking at wrong things. Whilst we were fasting, we heard wrong things. We spoke wrong things. So that is the primary objective, self-glorification. وَتُؤْمَةَ لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. It will empower the poor Muslims. They can also have a wonderful, sumptuous meal on Eid al-Fitr. They can also wear nice new clothes and so forth for them and their children and so forth. So that is what the wisdom is. And the hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood. And fidya, 8,000 rand, that you are perpetually ill, chronically ill. The doctor's prognosis is you won't be able to fast in your life again. You are so old, for you to regain your strength, stamina, the doctor says virtually impossible. So only these two categories. You pay 1,000 rand minimum and you send it there, Palestine. So whether it's zakat, whether it's fitra, whether it's fidya, all very good. The recipient must be poor, poor Muslims. So yes, we must wage our jihad. Jihad bil amwal. We will help the Palestinians with our wealth, and we will boycott all the American Israeli interests, whether it is McDonald's, whether it's KFC, whether it's Starbucks, or whether it's Pick and Pay, or whether it is Woolworths or any other harami that we know of. We can do it and bring them to their knees. Remember that. Al-Muqata'a ayyuhal ummah. Boycott them and bring them to the knees. Inshallah. We have the numbers to show and make a positive impact, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if during Ramadan an old lady cannot perform her salah, who is 83 years old, can she sit on a chair and perform her full salah? Some people advise that she still needs to stand and can only sit when performing sujood. Which is the acceptable way?
Kala, Masi, my mother, you're 83 years old. Don't listen to all these people, Kullu man habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Mary and so forth. You must listen to what the Quran Sharif states. Kala, you know Surah Baqarah? First Surah Fatiha, then Alif Lam Mim, that is Surah Baqarah, my mother. And then the last verse, verse 286, Atwalu Suratin fil Quran al Kareem, the longest chapter in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 286. Allah Jalla Wala states, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The Master alayhi salam addressed Imran bin Hussein. Hussein is not with the seen, it's with the sword. So it means a small fort. So anyway, Ya Imran, Salli qa'iman, stand and read salat. Fa'il lam tastati, you can't stand and read because you are old, you are sickly. Then fa'salli qa'idan, then sit and read. Sit and read mean sit on the floor. If you can't manage on the floor, then you sit on the chair, on the bed, all permissible. And fa'il lam tastati, you can't sit and read, fa'ala jambin, then reclining, whichever posture is good for you. So ma kala maasi, my mother, you just read your whole salat sitting, no problem. You stand when you feel like, you sit when you feel like, all flexible issues. Al-Babu Wasi'un, remember, don't listen to this one, that one. This is what Quran Sharif teaches us, that don't make life difficult and so forth. Bashiru wala tunaffiru, wayassiru wala tuassiru. Give people the glad tidings. Don't make them hate the deen. They must love the deen. Wayassiru, make life easy for them. Wala tuassiru. You read salat, ma. Allah loves you and loves your salat and make dua for us and the ummah.
Ishaab, can we pay our speeding fine with interest money?
An interesting question, Maulana Salim, because Maulana Salim also, I think he drives fast, you know. Maulana got a smart car also, mashallah. So remember that. So sometimes we pick up tickets. When I used to work at CII, from here to CII office is 26 kilos one way, and coming back 52. I used to leave late, you know, sometimes. And that cop used to catch me. Oh, they put the cameras, I used to get so upset. So I just go to one, two friends here. I say, hey, me, I don't have interest. Just give your interest money. I want to transfer it there. Say, yeah, just tell us, we'll transfer it. I say, very good. So yes, our fatwa is, the majlis fatwa is, that you pay, you must remember, interest money for your e-tolls and your tolls. You pay for your the taxes, income tax and this tax and rates, and you pay for your fines, all permissible. Yesterday in Tafsir you did Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 26. What was the verse we did? Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. The impure men for the impure woman, the impure women for the impure men. So the government is khabis. Half the money they're stealing as it is. For what they want to put wet up? So they can steal more. If you want the solution, half your ministers, they must be fired immediately. Incompetent, good for nothing. Cut everybody's wages 50%, 25%. You will have millions and billions extra. But who's going to do all that? From top to bottom, this corruption. So what must you give them? Halal money. They khabis, so we give them khabis. So yes, our fatwa, majlis fatwa, is also the same, that you use interest money, totally permissible. But that doesn't mean now you drive like a madcap, 200, 250, 300, and say, what, I must worry, I'll pay with interest. Now you're endangering your own life and the life of others. So that you need to be very circumspect and careful as well.
Isab, I've noticed that there are some mosques that popped up for Ramadan that are completing Tarawih within 10 days. Is this acceptable?
Remember, I would not advise it in a masjid that you complete Tarawih in 1 week or 10 days or 15 days and all this type of thing. Why? Because now the brothers will say, Quran Sharif is finished. We don't have to come for Tarawih and that. And you will see every masjid you see now. So now you can see the graph. It was going up. And now it's going down, 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 down. Especially there's middle 10 days in it. Then again, 21st, 26th, 27th, that. it will pick up again. So I don't agree with that. My advice to see, Quran is telling you, the shukul lata'iful tafsir, the subtle points in the noble Quran. And remember this Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith on the authority of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَا. The ulama will never get satisfied when it comes to Quran. They want to learn this, learn this, learn this. And وَعَجَائِبُهُ لَا تَنْقَذِي. The jewels of the Quran will never ever get finished. My beloved mother, she, after my father's demise in Ramadan 1982, so she used to come and stay by me in Newcastle. She passed away in 97. Allah grant our parents and the Ummah Jannat al-Firdaus al-Ala. She used to ask me, Beta, how many Qurans you got? So I tell her, Mummy, you see this one, yeah, they speak about the ahkam, the rules. This one, yeah, it speaks about the sabab and nuzul, that why it was revealed. This one, yeah, it speaks about the grammar. Now, how are you going to explain to them? They don't even understand what it is. I say, Mummy, leave all that. You just make dua. Allah make us from the people. Khadimul kitab wa sunnah wal fiqh. We must continue making khidmat of the Quran Sharif, the sunnah mubarakah, and the fiqh al-islami. So now look at the Quran itself. When you ask me, Tom, Dick and Mary, how many chapters do you have in the Quran? I said 114. Then you ask me that how many verses in the Noble Quran? Then I told you 6,236. Then you ask me, O Hafiz, O Imam, that how many rukus are there? Sections are there in the Quran? I told you 540. Fatawa Hindiya, Fatawa Alamgiri. Our ulama in India, Pakistan, they call it Fatawa Alamgiri. During Alamgir's time, 500 ulama, they compiled this magnificent work. And the Arab ulama, they call it Al-Fatawa Al-Hindiya. In there, this is written, that 540 rukus. So every night you read 20 rakats. And every rakat you read one ruku. So on 27 night, you will complete. So that is my advice to you, O Hafiz, O Imam, O Trustee, that try and finish your Quran Sharif on the 21st, on the 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, to that. So the chances of Laylatul Qadr and your duas being accepted, I worked out mine, 25th of Ramadan, I'll complete, inshallah, inshallah, and then we will start our journey, Eastern Transvaal, there's Komati Port, I don't know where and where, White River, Barberton, or wherever else they make programs, you see. So inshallah. So that is my advice. Not that you finish in 10 days and 12 days. Now tonight is the 12th night in South Africa. They will tell you, you must read this, this, read this, and then you will get married and thus and all that. Is this authentic? No, it's not authentic. It's an amal. Amal some ulama suggested. Is it permissible? Yes, permissible. But not sunnah. So once you're going to elevate it to the rank of sunnah, then it becomes a bid'ah and not permissible. Always make that difference and distinction. So don't confuse issues and don't blow your fuses.
Mufti Sahib, when is itikaf starting in South Africa?
Whether you are in South Africa or Mauritius or Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, you see today, what do we say? We say today in South Africa is 11th Ramadan. We are in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, for example. So there it is the 12th of Ramadan. So tonight in South Africa, when the sun sets, will be the 12th of Ramadan, ushering the 12th night. The night comes before the day. So when it is the 20th day, remember, the fast 20th, wherever you are, and you want to sit for the last 10 days, the sunnat etikaf. So before sunset, on the 20th day, you must be in the masjid already. So the big night, that is 21st night, so that will kick off the etikaf. So you must be in the masjid already, your cubicle and all that, you know, you'll put up and so forth. Not necessary, but permissible. So you put that up and then you don't have to be in your cubicle. You have to be in the masjid. So that is compulsory and that is how your etikaf will start. and the hadith in Targhib wa Tarhib in various compilations that man i'takafa ashran fi Ramadan kana lahu hajjal hajjatain wa umratain, you receive the reward of two hajj and two umrah. So mashallah is very good, but if you got debts, you got this, you got that, then make nafil i'tikaf and don't run away from your problems. You have to face your problems and solve the problems. May Almighty Allah accept everyone's salat, qiyam, and sadaqah, dua, itikaf, and all our righteous deeds. Barakallahu fiqhman, salim kareem, junaid mota, jinnat mota. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.